Lecture 33, Alcibiades and Athens, 411 to 406 BC.
In this lecture, I plan to deal with the strategy and campaigns between the years 411 and 407 BC, that is, the critical years of the so-called Ionian or Decelean War. That is the final phase of the Peloponnesian War. There's two important points to stress in this period. First, Athenian recovery was very much tied to the generalship of two men, foremost Alcibiades. Some historians have questioned his military ability, that he was more of an average commander. But his sense of overall strategy and above all his sense of diplomacy, his political skills, proved all important in this period, especially in winning over allies who were in rebellion. The other important commander was Thrasybulus, from a prominent Athenian democratic family, who rose to the forefront of the defenders of the democracy in the political crisis of 411 BC. And Thrasybulus and Alcibiades had a sense of cooperation, if not a friendship, that enabled them to direct Athenian naval forces and carry out the important military recovery in these years. And they really did operate very much as a team. And when Alcibiades eventually falls from favor in 406 BC, really as a result of a rather minor incident, it also sees the eclipse of the political fortunes of Thrasybulus, at least for a short period, because he was closely associated with Alcibiades. The other important point in dealing with this period of the war is that we have lesser sources. We're essentially depending on Xenophon and later accounts. Even so, we do get some sort of sense from these sources how the Spartans fought very hard to win this war, and that the usual modern accounts, which don't put much emphasis on this period, are usually say, well, the Persians came forward with the money, there was this political crisis. In the end, it was inevitable that the Spartans would win. In looking at the events between 411 and 407 BC, this is by no means the case. Twice during the Ionian War, once in 410 BC or thereabouts, and again, probably in 405 BC, and we'll be getting to that incident later, twice the Spartans made serious overtures to negotiate out of the war, that is, to come up with a negotiated settlement. And the Athenians on both occasions rejected it, rejected both offers. They were going to fight for the restoration of the empire as it was back in 431 BC. And that really does raise some questions as to the inevitability of a Spartan victory, the hopelessness of the Athenian position, and that's going to be what we shall examine in this lecture. Well, first, let's take a look at what the situation was in 411 BC after all the political turmoils that had gone on in Athens. I noted that Athens had surmounted a very deadly political crisis from within that threatened to break out into Stasis civil war. And civil war was really not the norm in the Athenian political experience. The oligarchs fortunately fled to the Spartans. They were few in number. And really, in the end, the Democrats didn't have to take out any serious reprisals against the conspirators. Most of them, with the exception of Antiphon, conveniently removed themselves. And Antiphon was put on trial and legitimately convicted and executed. And it was, in a strange way, a constitutionalist to Athenian law. At the same time, the Athenians now had Alcibiades to lead them, along with Thrasybulus. They had a very able political figure in Theramenes, who brought down the 400 in Athens. And so in 411 BC, the Athenians found themselves with probably the best leadership they had had since the death of Pericles, a point often forgotten. But these three men in particular coordinated the policies and the strategies that allowed for Athens to recover so dramatically from the reverses of just 2 years earlier. When you think of the news coming back from Sicily of all of those losses, it's remarkable that the Athenian democracy was not only fighting, but in 411 and certainly by 410 BC had regained the initiative.